Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 17th and the whole week ahead. There's a lot of aspects figuring themselves around the moon, but the only trouble is they're not particularly good, and that's why you've got to be very wary and careful today. I wouldn't travel too far unless you're already in a place, and in which case just spend your time relaxing. Retreating from the hustle and bustle, but otherwise stay close to home. And here's your Sunday stars. The Sun and Uranus work exceedingly well together. Now this really does favour the Cancerian who wants to get ahead with their career. The way to work this aspect, Sun and Uranus, is to be different, dress differently, appear differently, communicate differently, be different. Because it's by being original that you will get noticed and other people will want more of you than you can possibly be prepared to give. Give them a little. And here's your Monday stars. More to do with your career, more to do with the professional side. So if you are a Cancerian who wants to go places and make a name for themselves, this is a great lot of energy around you now. Remember what I said yesterday, it's by being different that makes you more wanted by other people. You impress folk by being different. So if somebody asks you for a theory or an idea, give it to them. It's sure to impress them. And here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus and Neptune, oh, so lovely together, very romantic aspect. This is one of those days, if you're not thinking of getting yourself a makeover and giving yourself a brand new image, then certainly it's a day to pursue nostalgia and being a little bit sentimental. Highly romantic. So if there's a birthday or some kind of anniversary around this day, then enjoy it for all it's worth. And here's your Wednesday stars. Fabulous. The Sun enters your sign, as does Mercury. So what you've got now is the perfect scenario to start thinking of yourself. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the first, Mercury in the first. You've got the wit and you've got the ability, not just to impress people, but over the next month, can really see you flying high and going places. And here's your Thursday stars. If you put the moon in Gemini, then what you've got with the link to Jupiter is a need to enjoy yourself with perhaps just one special person, even on your own, because this kind of energy says spiritual replenishment, recharging your spiritual batteries. And you'll do it by being with somebody who you enjoy their company. It's not a loud, raucous day, and in fact, if anything, you need to make sure you catch up on your sleep anyway. And here's your Friday stars. Taking a back seat, not doing too much is good. But later on in the day, let me say to you, concentrate on your career again. You see, this week has been very much about career and positioning yourself professionally to take the opportunities when they come along. And because the Sun and Mercury are now in your sign, the important thing is to keep your eyes and ears open for all available openings.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.